The kindergarten daven sets in the Gilgal that hey, we begin on the days, we begin the Tzitz Masa, we begin with the Gemara Berachas, but Kodesh Tzipori, and Rebbe went and he bathed in the caravan of Tzipori. So he says, Lam Davka Bekorino, not specifically by the caravan. El Kolim Befesa just means he did it out in the open, which is like where the marketplace is, where the all the caravans are. But then says Tzitz Ben Tzitz, you're going to say, Ma'yir Lirchitz, why are you saying that he even bathed? Even to eat on Shabbat Sotam is permitted. When there's no specific tzaras in Klai, but there's not necessarily peace, it's not a Yom Tov, it's not a mandatory fast. If they want to fast, they don't have to fast. So what's the chiddush that he bathed? If he wanted, he doesn't even have to eat. He doesn't even have to fast. That's the situation. What you can say is no. Given the Kablu Kavar, since our fathers already accepted on themselves, which we know everyone today, fast on Shabbat, but that was mistomach. I mean, so we can presume that they also were makabel, and therefore he couldn't have eaten on Shabbat. But that was what the chiddush is that he bathed on Shabbat. But Thomas, K'nunik says Masa to begin with the Gemara Bikush Laka Tishba, and he wanted upper Tishba. But the Chacham didn't agree. Such as a question, difficult. Hey, Chesak Taitach, the High Tana. How could that Tana have entertained to say that Rebbe he writes a local Tishba of Lagami that Rebbe wanted upper Tishba totally? But I mean, but the Gemara says in Tanya stuff Laman and Beis Kol Oichel B'Shoisu B'Tishba. Whoever eats and drinks of Tishba, in the Rebbe and the Chabbis Rishon does not see in the constellation of Yerushalayim. How could you uproot Tishba? But moreover, the Ha'in Bezin Yochai Levat the Rebbe Bezin Chaveri, a later court cannot uproot the earlier courts. Okay, Galimend V'Chachum Minu, unless they're greater in wisdom and number, which Rebbe's not more than that. Then the Anshe Knesset Gedolah who the early ones that had made the takanas of these Tanesim. And this is brought in the Navi. That's the place. What you can say is the Leirotzal Okray. You're right. It only wanted to uproot the stringencies that Tishba had more than other Tanyas. Which now let a bathe, now let us anoint and bathe and shoes and tashmish. That's but not to uproot the tiniest in totality. Another interpretation you could say the ritzel akre mitcheshi wanted to uproot it from being the ninth of Av. Well, the kavav best way to make it on the tenth of Av, which is called Rabbi Yechon. Says on chavtesim abeis in tiniest ilu have the hasim kavat basili. He says I would have made it on the tenth of Av because actually most of the burning it just started at the end of Tisha B'Av, and that's what it means. He wanted to uproot it, wanted to make it the tenth of Av. Kidding like Tesla Mas that begin with the Gemara Shasun Behesped, where that it's prohibited on Purim to have a eulogy, which Heshab Rashi responded. He says, "V'chi mi nosin koyach lemei Megillas Esther, who gave power to the days of when you read Megillas Esther, litchas havelus, to override the laws of mourning? I isa the Behesped Nesser. If it's true that." It's forbidden to have a husband, because it says days of joy and of feasting. But we see the kulam and nagabah hetta, we see everyone does permit it. It means that there's no tachnun, there's no nefil sapayim on Purim, and we don't say lam natseach, because lahav yim tzara, and where it says about tzara over there, aliyim simcha is a day of joy, but the actual halachas of avelos actually would apply. Didn't make sense. Masla says we know the Gemara Rebbe, but Tveri Havir. Aye, but Rebbe was in Tveri. So he explains Nereshal Yibem Antoninus Keshal Yachad. This is when he was with Antoninus, which they were together in those days. Kedam Lasechus Avod Zara and Avirim and Alvish Rotsel Shachar Bnei Tveri Bemasted. Antoninus wanted to free the people of Tveri from the taxes. Levishai Tamei Lachom because they were Tamei scholars. The Kama LaAvod Tveri LaKalanya that they wanted to make Tveri as a place where tax free again because of Rebbe because Antoninus was serving Rebbe. The next six months that begin with the Gemara Dvarma Matarma Achim Nagim and Esim. Oh, that's where you're right, it's permitted. But others treat it forbidden, then you can't just permit it. And that was the problem of that person. Which takes this question, but this is difficult because the Rebbe hit the Beishan. Rebbe actually permitted the vegetables of Beishan without Maisa. I did a Meir Shachasham Allah Shal Yerik Bechulin through a Meir that ate. A leaf of a vegetable by chulin, even though up until then they are treated as aser. So how could you say that this is an interpretation to explain Rebbe, if Rebbe himself doesn't hold up a problem of Dvama, Tumma, Tumma, Chim, Nagav, and Isser, that should be aser, because that was exactly that case. And that's just an important difference. What you could say is the Hasim, Le Nagu, Isser, but toys. You're right. They didn't they held it was obligated in Beit Shan, but that was because of an error. An error, we don't have to keep that, even though people had been treating it as asab until now. But here, it wasn't my mistake. They deliberately did it. It was a minig, and therefore, yes, you're not allowed to go ahead and say, do something permitted if everyone else treats it as a bin. Next, tell you some asab, begin with the gemara, might masam by these tanesim, after they weren't answered, we have to diminish with business dealings. So he says, qualifies with perishal simcha, if it's business dealings of joy, which is domed to the other things that we mentioned, that they have to be might, the binyan, the benatia, but the besamach, regarding like the building and the planting, which we say shortly, that those are specifically only shal simcha. Al-Bashabinyan, I'm sorry, but all other buildings we say are permitted, and we have there's no greater business dealings than construction, and therefore, obviously, we see that it's only shal simcha that they said you have to diminish. Now, Maitin, Tezu qualifies next to Maskal Tezu to begin with the Gemara Maitin, Ritzayin Lema, it doesn't mean diminish, but it means Shalayush Sasim Klab, that they should not rejoice at all. And B'chamidim and Tishbab Shemazabai, it's actually more Sabin and Tishbab where you could actually get engaged. And here, we're saying we're Maitin Erisin, that we don't do it at all. Abba Inlafash Maitin, Abba Sasim Sasim, don't explain that we diminish it, but there is some joy. To McCain, if that would be the case, Hoyle Lefarish Hashir, Mahu Kar Mait, should we explain what is the measurement of diminishing? Obviously, we totally diminish it, that there's nil, and not that just make it less, because or else it's not clear, what does that mean?